AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Hurricane Joaquin is still far from U.S. soil, but parts of the East Coast are getting soaked. Another storm system is dropping a lot of rain in places like Spartanburg, South Carolina. One storm-related death has been reported in South Carolina. Governor Chris Christie has declared a state of emergency in New Jersey.
We know that there is definitely going to be moderate and likely to be major flooding events in South Jersey on Friday and Saturday.
Christie says it's too soon to say if Joaquin will reach New Jersey. The powerful hurricane is bearing down on the Bahamas and could be close to the East Coast this weekend. Director Rick Knapp at the National Hurricane Center isn't sure where Joaquin is going.
The models are struggling with exactly when and in what direction Joaquin exits the Bahamas in association with the effects of a big trough over the eastern U.S.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says his country and the U.S. see eye to eye on the targets and airstrikes in Syria.
We always were saying that we are going to fight ISIL and other terrorist groups. This is the same position which the Americans are taking.
At the United Nations, Lavrov also defended cooperating with the Syrian government and rejected the notion that airstrikes were supporting the government there. Lavrov also says talks between the U.S. and Russia about Syria will happen very soon. In Charleston, South Carolina, Dylan Roof's trial has been delayed. The white man accused of killing 9 black people at a Charleston church was supposed to go on trial next month. It's been delayed to give both sides more time to prepare. A small fire caused minor damage late last night at a Planned Parenthood facility in Thousand Oaks, California. No one was hurt. Investigators say a window was smashed in. Worries about the global economy have stocks lower. The Dow is down 170 points. This is AP Radio News. A bipartisan group of senators is unveiling a plan to overhaul the nation's criminal justice system. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has the story.
The nation's federal prison population is 8 times larger than it was 35 years ago, in part because of mandatory minimum sentences. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Charles Grassley says that, among other things, the plan would reduce those minimums for nonviolent offenders.
For the first time, we're cutting back many of the most severe mandatory minimums so that they apply more fairly.
The bill is the work of some of the most conservative and liberal members of the Senate, which should help it win approval. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Pot shops are now open in Oregon. It is now legal to sell marijuana for recreational purposes. Eager night owls lined up at midnight to buy pot. Many shops in Oregon are trying to lure customers with extended hours, food giveaways, and discounted marijuana. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.